The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the world famous Jesse Kelly Show with me, world renowned author Jesse Kelly. Don't shake your head, Chris. Although it does suck that that joke is ruined now, because it looks like the book is going to sell really good and now it's not funny anymore. The world famous author stuff was great when I never sold a book before, because the communists would go crazy because they have no sense of humor whatsoever. And so I'd say, world famous author. And these, all these journalists at Daily Beast, and world famous, you've never even written a book. And it's great that they never got it. And now it's sold, and that sucks. That joke's ruined. It's all ruined now. Anyway, remember, Friday's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Ask Dr. Jesse Fridays tomorrow. Get your questions emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Gavin Newsom wants to be president so bad. Dude is out there as governor of California proposing new amendments.
Every time it's the same.
I can't get over the music. I'm sorry. I'm going to let him play. Sorry. I'm going to let the guy play. But the music, Chris, hear me out. Now you're not going to want to do this, but Chris, Michael, hear me out. I don't need you guys to play the music. I need some music like this, if not this identical music on the, no, hear me out. Hear me out. You don't even know what I'm going to say. Actually, you might. I need the same background music on my soundboard for whenever I'm trying to make a really earnest point. Oh, this is a great idea. Yeah, Chris, I just came up with this on the air. Please, can you get me something like this? Something dramatic. So when I'm talking about cheeseburgers or something, I can say it.
Every time it's the same. They tell us we can't stop these massacres. They say we can't stop domestic terrorism without violating the Second Amendment. And that thoughts and prayers are the best we can do. I'm here to say...
It's a piano, Chris, you idiot. Surely we can have some piano stuff, like the stuff that's really dramatic. You know how I'm a very dramatic and earnest person.
That's a lie. In this country, we do have the power to change things, to reclaim our freedom from fear. Our ability to make a more perfect union is...
The more I think about this idea, the more I like this idea, Chris. I need this button. I'm going to need a background music button
It's extremely earnest. Anyway, I'm going to stop interrupting. I'm going to start it over again because this is it. This idea is coming to me and I like it. But anyway, go ahead, Gavin Newsom. Go on with your hair gel.
Every time it's the same. They tell us we can't stop these massacres. They say we can't stop domestic terrorism without violating the Second Amendment. And that thoughts and prayers are the best we can do. I'm here to say that's a lie. In this country, we do have the power to change things, to reclaim our freedom from fear. Our ability to make a more perfect union is literally written into the Constitution.
I didn't know he was going to say it. I didn't catch it when I listened earlier. It's literally written in? Is it literally written in, Gavin? You can't just be it's written into the Constitution. It has to be literally written in. What did literally add to that? It added nothing. Nothing whatsoever. It was not necessary. What, Chris? Yeah, Chris, you know what? Yes. Give me my music now. Give me my music. Come on, Chris. Yes. My name is Jesse Kelly, and I'm here on behalf of a nation in need. A nation that needs to stop using the word literally. Because the word literally is, it's pulling us all down. Drowning out our language. And we are meant for more. You are meant for more. We don't need to use the word literally. We don't have to continue with these filler words. Like literally. And 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 like. We are better than that. And so me. Today. Jesse Kelly, I'm asking you, begging you, with tears in my eyes. Let us lay this word down. Let us lay this word down and grab a shovel and bash its head in. That way the word literally can never, ever come back again. This is Jesse Kelly. Thank you for this message. Paid for by Jesse Kelly against literally. That was wonderful, Chris. Thank you. We need to bring that back. We need to bring that back. All right, I swear on my life, I'm not going to interrupt Governor Hairgel again. Here he is.
Every time, it's the same. They tell us we can't stop these massacres. They say we can't stop domestic terrorism without violating the Second Amendment. And that thoughts and prayers are the best we can do. I'm here to say that's a lie. In this country, we do have the power to change things, to reclaim our freedom from fear. Our ability to make a more perfect union is literally written into the Constitution. So today, I'm proposing the 28th Amendment to the United States Constitution to do just that. The 28th Amendment permanently enshrines four additions to the laws of our land. It raises the minimum age to purchase a firearm from 18 to 21. Because if you can't buy a beer, you shouldn't be able to buy a gun. It mandates universal background checks to prevent truly dangerous people from purchasing a gun that can be used in a crime. This fight won't be easy, and it certainly won't be fast. Convening a constitutional convention requires two-thirds of the states to call for this. California will be the first. But that's just the beginning. Join us to protect our communities and protect our freedom. Support the 28th.
He's proposing an amendment that bans the Second Amendment, essentially. He's proposing eliminating the Second Amendment. Now, for those of you who have yelled at me that you don't think he's going to run for president, and he really may not, because if Biden does, if they don't manage to run Biden out, he can't. He's not going to challenge Joe Biden. But I believe they're going to run Biden out. How many governors in the history of the United States of America have you ever heard propose an amendment to the Constitution? Gavin Newsom wants to run for president. He wants to run for president bad, real bad. 877-377-4373. I don't even have the heart to get to the Girl Scouts yet. Eddie, Tennessee, go.
Yeah, I am so fed up with the Republicans. They're useless.
Yeah,
they screwed up the whole debt ceiling thing. They do not do anything about all these BS indictments of Trump. And I know there's nothing they can do as far as stopping it, but they can do something to make it problematic for them. They don't even, every Republican should be up in arms, should be just raising the immortal every single day that you see them on television or on the radio. And it's like they're complacent And there's no justice in the United States today. When somebody can get convicted of murder in Texas for shooting a guy that's pointing an AK-47 at him, there is no justice in the United States whatsoever. And Joe,
I'll stop you when you're lying. Look, I let it go because I hope I know Republicans listen, senators, congressmen. You guys need to understand it's not just me screaming into the microphone that feels like there's no justice to be had in this country anymore. This is how the American people feel, and the American people are starting to rightfully blame you and your pathetic cowardice. Your go-along, get-along stuff. And you know what half the problem is? It's not just that these guys are a bunch of low-T weenies. Half the problem is a lot of these guys are bought out. If you dig into the campaign donations, what you'll find is anytime there's any kind of a GOP proposal, which every decent GOP proposal comes from the House Freedom Caucus. Essentially, if your congressman isn't in the House Freedom Caucus, he probably sucks. But every good proposal comes from the House Freedom Caucus. And whenever they want to get something done, if their efforts are kneecapped in any way, we'll look and we'll say, wow, what? How could you do that? Why would you stand against a big tech regulation or something like that? Or not a regulation, but an attack on big tech. And you'll be like, how could that guy stand against that? And then you pull up his FEC report and you'll be like, oh, wow, the GOP congressman who just stopped the effort to go after Facebook for election interference. Look at that, a big campaign donation to him from Facebook. And people are tired of it. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of a low-T GOP. I'm tired of not having a party in Washington, D.C. that fights for me. And he's right. They sit by and they watch Trump get indicted. And this, remember, this is the junior varsity indictment. As I said, the big boys coming next week. This is the junior varsity indictment. Or not next week, next month or the month after. They think it's July or August. The one that might send Trump to federal prison. And still the GOP twiddles its thumbs like everything's just normal. Well, we got to come together on the debt agreement. We definitely do. Sick of it. You know who's not sick, though? Fred. Fred isn't sick anymore. Now, he's dumb. My dog Fred is dumb. And he's a little bit needy, as in very needy. All four people in the family have to be in the same room, and petting Fred, or Fred feels like he's been abandoned. It's like he's been abandoned in Antarctica or something somewhere. So that's a little over the top, I would say, but he doesn't get sick anymore because Fred has a very nervous, sensitive stomach, surprise, surprise. And he used to have digestive problems after every meal, without fail, every meal. I don't remember last time he's had one. I don't remember last time he's had an ear infection because we give Fred Rough Greens every day. Natural nutritional supplement we pour on his food, getting probiotics in Fred, digestive enzymes in Fred, vitamins, minerals, omega oils. Fred is going to be around years after he should have been because I'm pouring nutrition into my dog. Are you? Rough Greens is there. They're giving out free Jumpstart trial bags. You want to see your dog transform? Lethargic, hyperactive, bad breath, dull coat. Roughgreens.com/Jesse. Go get a free Jumpstart trial bag. Roughgreens.com/Jesse. Or you can call them if you're a phone guy or girl. 833-33-MY-DOG.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And a reminder to you that tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Ask me anything. It does not have to be political, but it obviously can be. You can email your questions and should email them right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Yeah, let's circle back to this one. So Trump's indicted. And this is America's foreign policy now.
I'm announcing today a series of...
Oh, sorry, foreign and domestic policy. Didn't want to speak out of turn.
I'm announcing today a series of new initiatives that we're taking to protect the LGBT community. Number one, we're going to strengthen the physical safety. Dedicated resources, the federal coordination of Better Protect Pride celebrations, marches, community centers, healthcare providers, and small businesses. Secondly, we're addressing civil rights violations. A new coordinator to protect LGBT students from book bans, which make it harder for kids to learn and may violate their civil rights at the same time. We're also engaging in mental health and other supports, more mental health resources and funding to help families support their kids, new efforts to protect LGBT.
Yeah, I'm already bored. Headline, Girl Scouts push LGBTQ plus agenda with the pride patch. That's right. Girl Scouts now can earn a pride patch. And I just want to remind you again that the communist goes after, because maybe you're sitting there right now, understandably saying, why couldn't they just leave the Girl Scouts alone? Why the Girl Scouts? You couldn't just let us have the Girl Scouts. It's the same thing you and I both said when they took Disney. It's the same thing we said when they took the NFL. It's the same thing we said when they took NASCAR. It's the same thing we said over and over. Why couldn't they just leave blank alone? Well, the communist doesn't leave anything alone. It's a religion of destruction. He believes he's religiously obligated to destroy everything. And he specifically goes after the things that are good and sacred on purpose. Why do you think he goes after children? You know that children, and I'm not doing some hokey, corny children are the future thing. Children are the best of us. They're better than we are. They're just wonderful. Why do you think, I always loved that part of the Bible when there were all these people gathered around Jesus and the kids were trying to get to him and they were trying to shoo the kids away, right? Oh, come on, we want to hear what Jesus has to say. And he said, no, what? No, you move. The kids come. These are the best. That's why they went after the kids. That's why these despicable women go into the schools and go after your kids as teachers. That's why they sit down and they write the Disney movies for your kids. That's why they write Nickelodeon Junior for your kids with drag queens. Did you think they were going to let you have the Girl Scouts, a wonderful organization that has been teaching young ladies values and right and wrong and responsibility for years? The communist would never look at that and say, hey, man, that's a good organization. I should keep that alone. The communist saw a new mountain to climb. He saw a new thing that he had to conquer. That's why they do it. They do it because it's good. They do it because it's something that matters to you. They do it because the kids are involved. This is why I am an anti-communist. I do not believe in living and let living. I do not believe freedom is preserved by practicing it. I do not believe in a hands-off approach to these people. I believe in aggressive anti-communism. And that's why I want states to pass absurdly aggressive anti-communist laws to get these communists to flee your state, flee your area, because these people are evil. They are not bad. They are evil. But enjoy the new scissor patch for the Girl Scouts. Yeah. Lee. Tawny, San Diego, go.
Hi, how can the same system that's trying to run Joe Biden out be the same system responsible for trying to run Trump out?
Well, Joe Biden is not, it's a very good question. Joe Biden is not in charge of anything. You know this already, Tawny. Joe Biden's not running anything. The president of the United States of America does not run the system. And the president, the head of the Democrats, he doesn't run anything, and he definitely doesn't run anything when he's Joe Biden. The system, remember this, the system, all these people who lead every single one of our cultural institutions, they figured out that they don't like America, or at least don't care about it, but that they can loot this place dry and acquire all this power for themselves if and only if they work together and protect each other at all costs and always put the system ahead of any individual person. So whenever there's a problem that arises, they'll lock shields if they have to protect the system, because the system only exists to protect the system. But if somebody, anybody, Joe Biden included, turns out to be detrimental to the system, or a threat to the system, then Joe's got to go. And look, that's a theory of mine. I don't know that. I do know that they want him gone. That much I do know. Whether they'll be able to do that, I don't know. I've thought for the longest time they're going to use the corruption Hunter Biden stuff to run him out so they can replace him with Gavin Newsom. Why they hate Trump is obvious. Trump hates their foreign wars, which enriches all of them. They all get rich off the foreign wars. Trump named names, which you shouldn't do. Trump tried to secure the border, which that's a huge benefit for these people. They know they have to flood the country with illegal immigrants. The system is only loyal to the system. The system exists to protect the system. That's why. 877-377-4373. You have your male vitality stack yet from Chalk? Did you know, by the way, did you know that I don't need you to take my word for it when it comes to natural herbal supplements from Chalk? That all it takes is 90 days. Go get yourself a subscription. And whether you're getting the female vitality stack for the ladies or the male vitality stack for the men, give it 90 days. Mark it in your calendar. I want you to do this. Mark it in your calendar. And if you don't feel markedly better in 90 days, I'm asking you to cancel it. It cancel anytime. They don't give you a hassle or anything like that. It's easy to cancel. But I can say that because I've seen it myself. I can say that because I have email after email after email of people thanking me. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 35% off that subscription. Do you have any idea how much better you're about to feel without big pharma, without a pill, natural herbal supplements? Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, and that means tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Don't forget, if you missed any part of the show tonight, the iHeartRadio app is free. Free. You can download it for free. The whole podcast is available on iHeart and Google and Spotify and iTunes. And don't forget on iTunes to leave a 5-star rating and leave a review that does not include the word literally. I can't take it anymore. Even Gavin Newsom is plaguing me.
Every time, it's the same. They tell us we can't stop these massacres. They say we can't stop domestic terrorism without violating the Second Amendment. And that thoughts and prayers are the best we can do. I'm here to say that's a lie. In this country, we do have the power to change things, to reclaim our freedom from fear. Our ability to make a more perfect union is literally written into the...
He even had to put the extra emphasis on it, Chris. I feel like that part was meant for me. I feel like that was a special dig at me. He did that literally like the extra white woman does. He went full white woman there. Can't take it. Joanna in Tennessee, did you hear him say literally? I feel like that was for me.
Jesse, I am so proud of you, and I am going out to buy 2 books tomorrow.
Oh, man, thank you.
I am. You were so the best.
You were the best. I can't believe you guys. I can't believe you guys. I cannot believe the book is currently. Look, it was never supposed to get to the top 50 as a political book. It's number 7 in the country. I don't think it'll rise from there. I don't think. That should not be possible. It's by far number 1 in every political category there is. On Amazon, that's not right. I can't believe that. Either way, I don't think it'll rise from there. But it's not me. Don't tell me you're proud of me. Y'all were the ones who bought the book. I didn't buy a daggone copy. I didn't buy a copy. You bought the copy. Anyway, Jill Biden. You want to know why? I know the system's angry with Joe. Jill Biden is vetting staff. She's blasting the presidential aides, and she's seeking to protect her husband. Apparently, her influence is increasing around the White House. Jill Biden, the one with that still has a brain, and the one who speaks Spanish like me.
Buenas tardes.
Jill Biden she sees the wolves circling. She knows. And remember, Joe Biden is busted. They have the details now. People have seen the details. Joe Biden is a criminal, something we've known for a while. He tried to give this lame answer today, but he's in trouble.
That FBI file that you sold out the country, do you have a response to the congressional Republicans?
Where's the money? I'm joking.
Mr. President,
Where's the money? Yeah, Joe. They know where the money is. They know you got paid. You were in trouble. Mr. Author, you say people with no shot of winning an election to gain some... You say people with no shot of winning an election run to gain name recognition so that they may sell more books in the future. Do you think you should have run for president to increase brand recognition and in turn increase book sales? That's actually a very good question. I could never run for president. My views are far outside of the mainstream of this country. The second I stood up in front of an audience, even a, quote, conservative audience, and said that we should repeal child labor laws, the whole crowd would groan, and they would think, oh my gosh, who is this savage? He's probably kidding, right? And then when they saw I wasn't kidding, they would do it. Plus, I'm not allowed to do my shows. Plus, I'm obviously floored that people are buying it, and I'm thrilled. Who knows what kind of check that's going to be? Hopefully, I get a fat check for it, but I did not write this book for money. I wrote this book because it was something I believed in. I thought if I sat down and put all my thoughts kind of in a book on anti-communism, I thought it might be, I had hoped, this is what I'd hoped. Okay, yeah, I know this is going to sound really corny. This is what I had hoped. I had hoped families would read it together and that kids would read it. I look at my kids and I worry about them. Not because they're not great boys, they're unbelievable boys. I can't believe the boys I have. But I worry about the world I'm sending them out into. Am I doing enough? I tell the wife sometimes, I feel like I have a complex that am I doing enough? Have I taught them enough? Am I preparing them enough? It's the one thing, and I'm not an anxious parent, but it is the thing that gets me. Are they going to call me one day, or are they going to run into something one day in this evil world in which we live and say, Dad, why didn't you tell me? Dad, why didn't you prepare me for this? And it's something, honestly, I know this is weird. I don't know what's wrong with me, but it's something that plagues me. I wanted something so families can read it and prepare themselves for this world. And also something that gives us not just history, because it's got all kinds of history in it, as you can imagine, something that gives us action items. What do we do? Yeah, we know it sucks. Yeah, okay, we get it. Things suck. Tell me what to do. I put down my thoughts in the book. I had no idea it would sell. None whatsoever. Now, I assumed because I have a radio show and a TV show, it would sell something. It's not like I thought it would just sit and collect dust on the shelf. Nobody had any idea it was going to do this. I just got a message from the publisher, Simon & Schuster. Hold on, I'll read it for you verbatim. I just got an email. This is what it said. Quote, I have never... And they put it in capital letters. This is not from my people. This is from the publisher. I have never seen so many Amazon reviews up so soon. 94 five-star reviews already. That's you. You've done that. Don't thank me. You did. I had no idea this was something people were going to like. And people were emailing me and texting me saying that they're reading the whole thing in one day. They listen to the whole thing in one day and they're gifting it to other people. I didn't know that was going to happen. I had no idea. I'm floored, man. It takes a lot to floor me. You know what? You got some more good news. A lot better news than the book. Worst month ever for ESG funds as British investors pull £300 million out of it. The ESG cartel, the ESG thing. It was one of those things that these finance giants in America, really in the West, America, Britain, France, all these, it was one of the things they needed it to remain outside of normie norms area. They didn't want normie norm to find out. I've told you that story before about sitting with my neighbors. I don't want to say they're successful because, look, they're all good people. They're all normal people like us. And they all vote Republican. And I sat around one night and I brought up ESG and to a woman, it was a bunch of couples. We were sitting out back having a couple beers to a man, to a woman. None of them even knew what I was talking about. And I made them pull up their phones. I said, you go look up your bank right now and look up their ESG page. What ESG page? Your bank has an ESG page. So they looked it up and were floored. They needed Normie Norm to never find out what ESG was. The communists really did. The finance giants who really run things. It ain't the Joe Bidens of the world. It's the Black Rocks, the State Streets, the Vanguards, the Bill Gates, the Klaus Schwabs, the tech giants, the Mark Zuckerbergs. These are the people who really, these are the elites who really run things. They needed you, well, not you, you're not Normie Norm. They needed your neighbor Norm to never find out. To never find out that, wait a minute, you're taking our investment funds and you're not even trying to make maximum money with my retirement money? Hold on. You're sending my money for solar panels instead of oil because you don't like carbon? What? They needed Norm to never find out. And to be honest, Norm would never have found out if they hadn't gone all in on the tranny stuff. Again, it's the tranny stuff that really, really hurt these people. That was what slapped Norm awake. It wasn't the oil and the carbon. Norm is used to all this stuff. Oh, save the planet. Bullcrap. Norm was used to all that. What Norm wasn't used to is grabbing a Bud Light and finding a dude dressed up like a chick on the cover of it. That was what woke Norm up. Norm said, okay, what? Why? They needed Norm to not start looking into things. I have more of my Normie friends, most of my old Marine Corps buddies, actually, that are asking me political questions now than they ever have. Normally, our group texts are just jokes and funny, inappropriate things we say about each other and other people. Now they're asking political questions because of the tranny stuff. Hey, Jesse, why this? Hey, did you see this? Could you explain this? It woke Normie Norm up. He thinks to himself, oh my gosh, these women have a penis. And all of a sudden, he's uncomfortable, right? All right, we got one more segment left. And then Ask Dr. Jesse comes, and I'm excited about that. I will get to a couple calls next, 877-377-4373, then headlines I didn't get to, and then we're getting to Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Let's talk first about eating. Let's talk about eating each other. Because I've thought about this. What if disaster comes and we're at work and we have to draw straws to see which one of us gets eaten first? And I've been wondering about this. Is it me? If we have to vote, is it me? Is it Michael? That's a good point, Chris. I have the gun. It's definitely not me. Okay, so which one of you two is going to get eaten first? Probably Chris. Maybe Chris. Although, I don't know. We don't have to eat kosher, so I guess it could be Michael. Either way, we don't have My Patriot Supply 3-month emergency food kits here at work. We all have them at home. You know what? Let's go ahead and get a My Patriot Supply emergency 3-month food kit here at the office just in case the apocalypse hits here. In all seriousness, you really do need 3 months worth of food for your home, for each person who lives in your home, because you don't know what the future is going to bring. And I need to clarify something. I know you shouldn't say this. I pray to God it goes to waste. In 25 years, when the shelf life's finally done, I pray to God you're emailing me, Jesse, oh my gosh, I never used it. That'll be the best email I've ever gotten. But do you really think that'll happen? 25 years and never need it? They're $200 off right now. You have to go to the special link, preparewithjessekelly.com. Every person in your home needs a 3-month food kit. Everyone. Preparewithjessekelly.com. All right? We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I might have to, no, you know what? I was thinking about playing that Gavin Newsom thing again just to rip on the literally, but I can't take it anymore. I've decided I'm at my limit. Reminder, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Email your questions in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Ask me anything. All 3 hours, they don't belong to me. They belong to you. That's not true. They still belong to me, but you can borrow it. Mike in Mississippi, go.
Look, if this adult coloring book goes to number one, are you going to promise to come to Mississippi? Because I don't want to shame you, but Kill Me has 3 kids and probably 3 shows, and he went to Alabama, Mississippi, Virginia. He came to all the southern states. So I don't know why the world famous Jesse Kelly can't make it.
Okay. Well, maybe he doesn't like his kids. No, I'm kidding. I'm sure he likes his kids. It's fine. Okay. Again, I want to just emphasize, I have a life. I have to do a radio show. Do you want me to do the radio show? Because I'm only doing like 3 shows next week because of this freaking book tour. I enjoy doing radio shows. I want to do my radio show.
I like doing my TV show, which I'm going to miss pretty much all week next week. I can't just, at the drop of a hat, fly around the country. That said, the publisher is a little bit blown away right now by you and the sales. The chances that there's a second tour, I'd say, have probably increased astronomically. Obviously, the South is going to be part of that, but don't think you're just going to own me in the South, Mike. I've got to get out to Cali if I do another tour. I got to get up to Washington. I've already done Pennsylvania, so I could probably skip Ohio because that's close enough, but maybe the Rockies, maybe, well, I already did Salt Lake. I don't know. It's definitely got to definitely have to be Northeast, New York or Boston or Philly somewhere. What, Chris? I haven't confirmed if there are Red Lobsters in all these states. That was part of the problem with living in Montana. We lived in Bozeman, and the closest Red Lobster was in Billings. It was 2.5 hours away from Bozeman. So we never got, well, we didn't go out to eat a lot when I was a kid anyway, but it's really funny. My mom prefers Olive Garden. A lot of women prefer Olive Garden, which is crazy. When Red Lobster is right there in Billings, Olive Garden and Red Lobster were right by each other. They're probably owned by the same corporation. And every time we would go to Billings, we would go out to eat. And it was a treat in our house. We'd go out to eat and we would all vote for Red Lobster, except for my poor mom would vote for Olive Garden. She'd get outvoted every single time. She never got Olive Garden because we always got to Red Lobster. Gosh, that sucks. Justin, St. Louis, go.
Hey, Jesse. Congratulations on the book. I've got a question for you. And I was on watching cable news the other night and saw all the pictures of the candidates, Republican candidates. And I saw one on there I hadn't heard of before. Did a little research on him today. Perry Johnson. What's your thoughts on Perry Johnson? Any ideas?
I'd be lying to you if I looked into him. I've seen him too, Justin. He's running as one of these businessman types. Looks to me, from what I can tell, looks to me like he's one of these businessman types that has sunk some money into this thing. The last I saw, he had a... Oh, I know, Chris, so did Bloomberg. But it looks to me like he's taking at least the run at presidency seriously. The problem is, I can't answer your question because I haven't taken him seriously, meaning I haven't looked into him at all. I just don't take anyone seriously except for Trump or DeSantis until they prove me otherwise. That's not to say, look, this guy may be great. He may have great ideas. I don't know. Maybe he'll take off. I wait until he makes it interesting before I look into it. But now I'm actually curious now that Justin asked. I'll tell you what, I'm going to look into Perry Johnson between now and when I get on the air tomorrow, and I'll give you at least my preliminary thoughts on what I think about him. In general, look, you guys know I'm suspicious of everybody. I don't even like the big guys. I don't trust anyone, so I really don't trust these guys who are totally set up for life and then run for president. Maybe they're just patriots with a heart of gold, but I don't know. I have trust issues, I guess it might say. What, Chris? Don't roll your eyes. You have trust issues too. You're the same way. I'm not going to be scoffed at by you. You're the worst. Pure Talk's the best, though. I love me some Pure Talk. Because I, in general, I try not to think about... Well, the wife handles the bills, but the cell phone bill is one of those bills you never think about. And there are several bills like that in our lives, right? Probably most of the bills like that are in our lives now, where you put in your credit card or you link to your bank account, and then that money just comes out automatically. Well, so we sign up, and we sign up for T-Mobile or AT&T or Verizon, and we never think about it again. And we were funding communism every single month automatically. But when you switch to Pure Talk, one, they're taking out half of what they took out before for me. That's how much money you save. And you're funding a company that shares your values with the same 5G network. Why wouldn't you switch? Takes 10 minutes on the phone. Pick up your phone and dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. 10 minutes on the phone is all it takes. Tonight's the night. #250 Say Jesse Kelly.
And now
here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Biden campaign claims YouTube is inviting potential violence by no longer removing videos that allege fraud took place in the prior presidential elections. A reminder to you that this is the standard communist tactic. They use it during with the LGBTQ stuff. They use it with every single issue. They claim if you don't allow them to censor you out, that violence will occur. It is the communists who commits acts of violence, not us. They always claim that so they can claim the moral high ground while they silence their political opponents. Transgender activist fatally stabs her father, his father, Fox News, inside multi-million-dollar Virginia Beach mansion. That's just incredibly sad. Maybe if we were treating these people as if they had some mental issues they needed to get worked out, instead of celebrating everyone, maybe we'd have a whole lot less of this. All right. Tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Get your questions emailed in and we will talk then. All right. That's all.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.